A common mistake that many parents make is underestimating your children. On the one hand, you do want to protect them from the evils of this world, but on the other hand, they do need to grow up and face some really hard realities. You can't shield them forever. I'm John Fuller, and Focus President Jim Daly and I discussed this topic with Dr. Kathy Cook, an educational psychologist who founded the organization Celebrate Kids.
You know, Kathy, something hit me the other day. I was talking to one of my sons, and he lost a childhood friend. The friend passed away at a terribly young age, in his teens. And he and I had a dialogue about it because I felt like the way to tell him is to simply tell him. I wanted to be honest with him. When I was a boy and my mom was dying of cancer, people just did not want to tell me. Which, in hindsight for me, I really regret that nobody thought a 9-year-old could hear the truth and then manage it. But my mom was there one moment and she was gone the next, and I never had a moment to tell her how much I loved her. And I really regret that. And so sitting with him the other day in this circumstance, he said something to me that I'm still trying to process. He said, "Dad, I really appreciate the fact that you were just, you know, so bold to tell it like it was. That really meant a lot to me. But it took me a moment or a while later in the day when you began to talk about the pain of losing a friend that I could connect with you emotionally. You kind of set the tone for me to begin to grieve." Wow, that I'd never thought about it that way. I mean, I just said, "This young man is passed away and I want you to know that." And then a couple hours later, we talked about it. And that's when he connected emotionally and felt the grief. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. It was a moment of trust for the two of you. It was a moment of security, that vulnerability and transparency. And he felt grown up with you because you trusted him to handle something well. That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.